This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I was thinking about truisms, and that became my theme for today's show. Truisms. I was thinking, you know, there are certain things in life that are just so universally true that to fight against them only shows your ignorance. That's kind of the definition of a truism. It's so true. It's like, I don't need to back this up with any fact. It just is what it is. You can train people to think differently, but a truism can be, you know, said or spoken, whatever, however you want to deliver it, and people just go, well, there you go. Truisms are what they are. So let me give you an example of a truism, because I want to talk about some other ones, but I want to give you one that you will go with me on this, no question about it, and it's a racial one. But like, for, let's just put it out there. If you're a black guy, and you date a white girl, you're married to a white girl, whatever. Here's a truism. If she has a black eye, you need to go. You need to just disappear. You know, she could be a boxer. She could be the 125-pound mixed martial arts UFC champion, okay? And she trains every day, gets popped in the eye by some training partner. If she gets a black eye from training, you must go. You have to leave until it heals. And I don't care what the makeup is, you just got to go. Because it doesn't matter. You will be looked at as an abuser. That's a truism. Now, I know that's a truism that a lot of people don't like. It's a stereotypical truism. It's a wrong truism because it certainly does. If you see a white chick with a black eye, you don't have to feel like it's, you know, she's been beaten by her black boyfriend or husband. Now, let's just be honest. You see a couple, white couple walking along, wife's got a black eye. It might be a fleeting thought, like, I wonder how that happens. But if they're holding hands and lovey-dovey, you just go, oh, I wonder how that happened. It's just the truth. So there are truisms. So I'll give you another one. There's a truism that I use in my life. You may use this as well, and feel free if you like these truisms. You can certainly, adapt them to your own circumstances. But leftists are morons. That's a truism. See, here's another one I'll use as an example of proving that leftists are morons. There's a saying, a house divided against itself cannot survive. So what does the left do to the house? Let's just make that a metaphorical America. What do? They divide the house. Leftism divides. It divides black against white. It divides rich against poor. It divides women against men. It divides. That's what they do. We look at life and we see the differences in people, but we embrace them. I see the difference between a man and a woman. I get it. But I don't look at a woman and go, she's different, therefore she's less. Sure, I'm stronger than most women. Not all women. But I'm stronger than most. I'm smarter than some. I'm not smarter than others, depending on the topic. And even with the topic, that's a true statement. I'm an engineer, but there are smarter female engineers. I'm a mathematician. There are smarter female mathematicians. So on and so forth. We see life as you're capable. Women are capable. Women, feminists and leftists, they see it as, oh, if you ever say you're smarter than a woman, Kevin, you got to be a misogynist. They want to divide me. They want to divide us. That's what they do. A house divided against itself cannot stand. The left know this is a truism. They know it. There is no there's no debate here. But what do? They divide. But worse than that, they accuse you of being the divisive one. They say you guys are the ones that do. That Barack Obama ushered in, for example, one of the most racially sensitive times in American history. There's no question about this. It's a truism. But Donald Trump becomes president, and suddenly he's the most racially polarizing person out there. When did that occur? It makes no sense, because the truth of the matter is we can look at Barack Obama from the moment he got into office and Gates tried to crawl in through his window and a white cop showed up at Professor Gates' house. Barack Obama started dividing this country along racial lines. Now, he did it earlier when he talked about, oh, people don't want to, you know, see somebody with a funny name, you know, kind of look like me, you know, and he wanted you to focus on color. He wanted you to focus on the difference in his name, the idea, the religion around it, and all the things that were associated with that, because he wanted to divide you. Barack Obama couldn't run on the idea of just, here are my policies, here's my experience, because he wouldn't have won. If he had said, look, disregard my color and things like that, it would have been over. There's no hoopla over a dude with his credentials, and he proved it. So he already started dividing the House. He gets into the presidency, and he goes worse. He brings on the most polarizing, ethnocentric racist you could possibly put into office. And they just go out on this racial tear. They are going to eliminate years and years of oppression of blacks, even though it's already gone. But they want to remind you of how bad it is, because guess what? A house divided can survive, in their opinion. Forget the truism. Forget the idea that you've got a mother and a father constantly bickering and arguing. They're separating the kids. You're my favorite kid, whatever. Yeah, those families work out really well, don't they? Man doesn't respect the woman. Woman doesn't respect the man. Kids don't respect the parents. Those houses do very well. The truism is that the Democrats will destroy this country. They will divide our house. They've already done it. And they're mad at us when we say, look, we're not going to look at people on color and gender lines. We're going to make people become Americans. And that includes the people that come into this country. You're going to earn the right to be an American to get here. If you're an American, you're going to understand what it is you have. You're going to understand that you are in the best country in the world, and you're going to act accordingly. A house divided against itself cannot survive. That's biblical. Anyway, today I do want to talk about truisms and put it into the context of everything that's going on politically. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. If you want to reach us, 844-551-8255, or you want to get us on demand anytime you want, kjradio.com. And we're always happy to have you download the show, listen to segments, pass those along to friends, etc. And today we are talking about truisms. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because a truism is something that's irrefutable. You don't even bother to argue it. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Look at the Jesse Jackson family. Right? Look at the Clinton family. Look at these politicians who do the craziest things. And then you look at their kids and you go, there you go. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And why are we so focused on family and raising kids, right? My son threw a piece of paper, you know, like it was very small, like a gum wrapper on the ground. And his mom said to him, get that up. He was like, oh, scrambling. He was like, it was just a little piece of paper. Get it up. We don't litter. End of story. When I'm walking along, it could be practically anywhere. I can't do it in liberal cities, but I will pick up the trash of other people. I've watched people throw things on the ground. I'll just walk right behind them, pick it up, and put it in the trash can. Now, I don't know if anybody sees it. I don't know if it registers. I look at it as, okay, that moron leftist didn't want to do something that he or she should have done. And it's both genders. In the city, they don't care. And I just look at it as, you know what? No, don't even think about it. Act like you dropped it. And I throw it away. I'm not looking for somebody to go, oh, wow, he's such an amazing guy. I just think that it's a horrible thing to do. Leftists talk about love of the environment. The truism would be we should respect Mother Earth and take care of it, right? There's nobody that would argue with that. But who does it? We do. Conservatives do. Leftists don't. They talk about it. There's another truism. Actions speak louder than words. You heard that one? Yeah. In Africa, they say it differently. They say when deeds speak, words fall silent. It's an African proverb. Yeah. So that's the fact. Actions do speak louder than words. I love you. Really? And why do you keep, fooling around? Why do you keep messing with that? Why do you keep always stealing money from my bank account? Versus, coming up and hugging me and showing me and being a contributing person to my life, et cetera, et cetera. Actions speak louder than words. You can tell your kids you love them till you're blue in the face. Or you can hug them and encourage them and explain life to them and things like that and let them grow up to be solid citizens. Barack Obama, he was full of words. Glorious, beautiful words. Donald Trump, in the truism, when deeds speak, words fall silent. Actions speak louder than words. Donald Trump goes and he does it. Period. We talked about these kids that Donald Trump got released from China. I just want to have you think for 1 second. Where would these young black men be if Barack Obama were president? Be honest. I'd like leftists to really consider this. Do you honestly believe, given Barack Obama's track record, that these young black men would have been released within 3 days of being put in Chinese jail, that they would be on their way home to America, having shoplifted in a foreign country? Do you think they'd be home? Because if you say yes, I'm going to remind you of the length of time that we've had hostages, American citizens, sitting in jails around the world under Obama. You know how he got the ones in Iran back? He shipped $1 billion plus by plane overseas to Iran. That's when they released the hostages. He rebuilt their nuclear program to get our hostages back. What about Otto Wambier? He didn't even get him back. That kid was in North Korea because he stole a flag, a tchotchke North Korean flag. He was in North Korea for the better part of a year, and it took Donald Trump to bring him home so he could die. He was so abused in North Korea. And we talked about Andrew Tamarisi, Marine sergeant, took a wrong turn in Mexico, stayed there the better part of a year, suffering from PTSD. A Marine, the commander-in-chief of America, with a deficit of $57 billion that Mexico has in trade with us. They certainly can't compare to our military might. And Barack Obama couldn't make a phone call and get a Marine sergeant home. It took Trump. And when he got home, Donald Trump gave the man $25,000. I'm just telling you. Actions speak louder than words. I hear people, the never Trumpers, and people that dislike this man. Look, I know people will listen to this program and say Kevin's all in for Donald Trump. It's just not the truth. I wasn't happy with Donald Trump's tax plan. I'm not happy with this budget. I only trust that Donald Trump understands what he's doing, and he will eventually cut these budget issues and begin to shrink the deficit and eventually the economy's running great, but we can't continue to spend the way we're spending, and we must cut the debt. So hopefully that'll occur. So I'm not lockstep with the guy. But what I will tell you is this. The man is about action. He doesn't come on and tell you things like, there's not a scintilla of evidence, a smidgen of evidence against the IRS that's real when in persecution of conservatives. And then we find out later that's a lie. He doesn't tell us that he's going to ship money over to Iran because we've lost some court battle with him, and it's not money for hostages when that's what it is. He doesn't go around. Donald Trump doesn't go around apologizing for what America's done when, in fact, we are the best hope for savior of this world. What are you talking about? And the irony of it all is that action after action that Donald Trump does that helps this economy, that helps the American citizen, that makes people feel good about being American again, action after action, you have naysayers out there. You have people that are so, they hate being wrong to such a degree that they will absolutely sacrifice you, they will sacrifice the Donald Trump, because they want to be right. Let me tell you something. If I had been wrong about Barack Obama, I would gladly admit it. If the dude came out saving companies, bringing business back, revitalizing the economy, I would tell you in an instant, man, I'm completely wrong. Well, Kevin, what about his stock market? He paid $1 trillion a year to prop up the stock market. Donald Trump's not having to do that. Anyway, we're talking about truisms today, folks. Next, we'll talk about the best times and the worst times.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So happy to have you with me. We are discussing truisms today. If you want to chime in on it, in fact, let's do this. Do me a favor. Call. Let us know what your truism is, one that you live by, one that you go, that's a fact, Jack. Right? 844-551-8255. For those of you who don't get in, we'll play your truism back on the radio on another show. And the reason why I love truisms is because of the truth. You know, you think about it. Sometimes these things capture us. They're karmic, They're karma in a cosmic way. Truisms are truisms. They're a reflection of society. They're a reflection of man's nature. In many cases. So I like dealing with them. In the beginning, I want to talk about the Dickens book, Tale of Two Cities. He makes statements about society in his book, The Tale of Two Cities. And there's no further evidence. These are truisms widely accepted about society he's describing. And I want you to think about this in terms of what we're going through today. Because Dickens begins this novel, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And I want you to think about just that part for just a second. The best of times and the worst of times. We've gone through the worst of times with Barack Obama. Now we're in the best of times, but it still feels like the worst of times in many ways, right? We are in the midst of the best of times, but it's the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. Now, what's funny about this is I often say that when you mix those two things that differ together, it sounds profound, right? Like, he who lies must also face the truth. You know, it sounds profound. But in the case of Dickens, it really is to some degree. Because we are truly in the age of wisdom, and we live in the age of foolishness. We've got a person now who's in control of the country, Donald Trump, who is a wise man. Wise in ways that many of us don't even understand. Wise in ways that have made him a billionaire and gave him an inside understanding of things that, quite frankly, we don't know because we walk around like bumpkins most of the time. Most of us, our aspirations are such that we are not going to deal with politicians too much. Maybe local, school board or something like that. But we're not trying to, build buildings in the middle of big cities where we've got to deal with unions and, graft and corruption and all that. Donald Trump set his sights on that for whatever reason. whatever his background was, his dad's background, whatever influences he had, and he says, this is what I'm going to do, and he learned the inside scoop, the tricks of the trade. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. That's a tough word. You try saying that. It's like saying squirrel in French. Escorrille. It's a tricky word. But it was the epoch of belief and the epoch of incredulity. So we live in a time where the truth is being revealed and we still have to be skeptical. The media made us this way. Donald Trump made us recognize it. Which brings me to the next part of the Dickens opening. It was a season of light. It was a season of darkness. So not only are we illuminating what's going on, what's been, messing up the body politic, corroding it, we also get a chance to see that. And in that revelation, we see the darkness. We see how bad things have gotten. And I'm going to tell you, you better be thankful that you're getting this view. I want you to think a decade ago. Would you have believed that we are experiencing the types of things that we're currently experiencing? Would you have believed it even possible? I wouldn't. If you told me the NSA is capturing all your phone messages, they can turn on your computer, they can listen to you through devices that you think are private to you, every conversation you've had in your entire life could be sitting in a computer somewhere. Everything you've ever typed on your computer is likely sitting on a computer somewhere. That information is in the hands of bureaucrats who crave power. They know your weaknesses. They know your strengths. And they will happily use your weaknesses against you. They talk about the Church of Scientology get some, they want to know you're dirty so they can hold it against you. They got nothing on the federal government. Facebook could easily be one of those types of vehicles. Zuckerberg laughed at us when you say, yep, you can have all my data. And now if you've got Facebook and you've got Messenger, they can turn on your computer. You give them permission to turn on your speaker, your video, you name it. It's crazy. You've lost your ability to disconnect. To just be human, to say the things that you want to say, to feel anymore. And what's funny is the left wants to tell you how to feel. They want to tell you how to view all these things that you find peculiar. You can't say that. You can't do that. You can't be this. You can't have your own observations about, some crazy thing that you see. I use the analogy, the example the other day of two guys kissing. That's weird to me. I'm not saying that it shouldn't happen. I'm saying in my sensibilities where I like women, I see two guys kissing and I see that as weird. And there's nothing you're going to tell me that's going to make that not weird to a heterosexual man. But they won't. No, if you see that as weird, you're homophobic. There's nothing to do with homophobia. If I see a hairless cat, I think that's weird. Most of the cats I've seen, they have hair. If I see a bald-headed woman, I see it as weird. She may be stunning. In fact, I know some. A couple of them. Or they have really short hair, and I'm like, wow, she's gorgeous. But I'm used to seeing women with longer hair. It's weird. Doesn't make it wrong. Final thing that they say in the opening is it was a spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. So, again, I go back to, we've got Trump. It is the spring of hope. We elected this man. We call it the fall of hope. The autumn of hope. I want to make it sound like it's a negative, the fall of hope. the autumn of hope. Donald Trump was elected, but it was a winter of despair because he's not allowed to do what he wants to do because there's a cadre of people, evildoers out there who want to make sure that he's not successful. Why? Not because his ideas don't work. His ideas are great. We know his ideas work. They've already begun to work. I saw somebody put a thing out. I think it was one of the Kennedys. Joe Kennedy, one of the Kennedy boys, said Donald Trump may go down as the greatest president in history. This is a Kennedy. And somebody tweeted, he already is. And I have to tell you, I'm inclined to believe it. Donald Trump's ability to get things done marvels anybody. So let's read the whole thing from Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. And such is the duality of man. And I talked earlier about a truism, a house divided cannot stand. You know, I mean, what do you want me to say about it? A house divided against itself cannot survive. And so we're witnessing this right now. You're trying to fix it. I have no beef with the left. I know they're idiots, but I can tolerate you. But what I can't tolerate is an idiot who would be destructive in interfering with goodness. When we were interfering with Barack Obama and the left were calling us idiots, we were trying to prevent these idiots from getting what they wanted. It's like when you interfere in the midst of your kids, you go, look, stop eating all that candy. You're going to get a stomachache. You just don't want me to have the candy. No, I don't want you to get a stomachache and have rotten teeth. If we just left them to their own devices, that's essentially what they would be. They'd be a bunch of little kids with stomach aches and rotten teeth. So when we try to stop them, it's meaningful. But they're trying to stop progress. They see progress. There was nothing to see over there with the Democrats. Nothing. Barack Obama was a waste of space, and they know it now. And they hate us.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Want revenge on the Comet Housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about truisms. Race pimping. If you want to get some truisms, go to racepimping.com. Get my book. I'll break it down for you in a funny way. Talk to you about the idea of racism in America. Here's a truism for you. Black leftists in America are the most racist people on the planet, second only to white leftists. Yeah, the racism of low expectations. That's what the left is about. That's what the black left has bought into. We're talking about truisms. You know some. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Things like that. Truisms. Things that people can't dispute. What goes up must come down. You got them. You know what I'm talking about.
Truisms.
Belief system. Many of the truisms are drawn from the Bible. I talk often about Proverbs, and again, this isn't meant to be a religious thing, but I happen to have a religious background, went to church my entire life, still do, and my brother's a PhD in theology, and we have these very deep discussions, and I love the book of Proverbs. The reason is, every time somebody says something profound, my brother will go, that's Proverbs, you know, blankety blank, blankety blank, blank. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, you go read it, same thing. There's nothing new under the sun. That's a truism, by the way, and it's a proverb. So you give me your saying,
you know, like a stitch in time saves nine, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, or whatever.
And I'll go to a proverb and I'll tell you exactly where it is. There is nothing that has been uttered by man that isn't in a proverb. I've looked, I've tried to find. I've been like, well,
surely there's got to be something.
No, there's not. Now, there'll be people that'll go, looking good. It means you'll open your Bibles. You'll crack it open and try to find something. But these truisms that I'm talking about are things that, you know, you will have a biblical reference. You'll think about it. For example, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I'm sure Roy Moore would love to be putting that one on some folks right about now. There are people out there who are so quick to accuse. You know, I was talking to a guy once, and he was like, yeah, Kevin, I want you to come speak at an event. And, you know, by the way, are you Catholic? And I went, no. And he goes, well, you know, we can work around that. You're religious. He says, you've been divorced? And I go, yeah. Oh, you know, I was like, really? Really? So you could be married. You could have multiple affairs. You could have bludgeoned somebody to death. But because you stayed married, you're going to be sanctimonious about it? Look, nobody wants to get divorced. People do stupid things and, you know, marry for the wrong reasons, whatever. You get divorced. But if you think I'm going to wear it as a scarlet letter, sorry, I ain't your Negro. You know, it's not going to happen. Let he is with who is without sin cast the first stone. How about that for a truism? Proverbs is nothing but truisms. I mentioned there's nothing new under the sun, right? Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. My brother told me that. Oh, man. Cervantes once said, Proverbs are short sayings drawn from long experience. See, that's the essence of life. You know, there's a saying that lingerie is the soul of brevity. What's funny about life is when you've lived it, when you've endured so many things, you're able to boil it down to certain things that mean something to you. And I think of them as truisms. You boil down life. That's your job. You know what you do with your children? You've lived 25, 30, 40 years, whatever. And your children grow up, you know, you have them in your 20s, and by the time you're in your 30s, you know what you do? You boil down life to them in these short little things that you hope they remember. You know, long experience, short sayings. You've experienced stuff so your kids don't have to. And what we as conservatives do, we try to say to the left, we've already seen this. We've looked into the future. We've already done there. Been there, done that. It doesn't work, and they don't care. They're just like rebellious kids. You just don't want me to do it because your stupid life. You think you this, and you just want to live through me. No. I used to say this to my older sons all the time. I would say, son, let me ask you this. Do you think I, as your father, would intentionally steer you wrong? And they, of course, they're looking at me like, whoa. And I go, or even here's another way to frame it. Do you think that the advice I give you is born of experience and the idea of what is going to get you the best outcome? Because the answer is yes. I wish my dad had spent the time with me that I spent with my sons, explaining life to them. My dad was in prison. Whole other life.
Anyway, there's another truism. What goes around comes around. How true is this for the Clintons? Aren't you ready for that? Aren't you ready for a little karma to greet the Clintons? Let me tell you, we are 2 weeks, I don't know exactly the day, but it's within 2 weeks ago, a crazy Muslim rented a truck from Home Depot and ran over 20 people in New York City. He killed 8 of them and wounded 12 others in ways that are horrific. I know one lady lost both legs. And we've practically forgotten it. And what we'll do is, while that incident has occurred, we've allowed many, many, many more Muslims into this country. And the people who say, "Well, Kevin, I can't believe you're saying that. You sound rather racist," are the very people who should be taking blame for what happened with those people in New York, or what happened to the people in Boston, or what happened to the people in San Bernardino, and the many other plots. And, you know, I could go on about, you know, the Miami nightclub. But the other plots that are against citizens of the United States, who have graciously said, "We will pay for these people." I mean, I wouldn't say graciously, because I'm not one of them. I'm not graciously paying for them. The government is robbing me to pay to bring people over. I saw a thing that shows we're paying like $3,300 a month per refugee to come into this country. What would you do with $3,300 extra dollars per month? Could you start a business and make it work with that? If that were your salary and you said, "I'm going to go do something I love and the government's going to give me $3,300 untaxable free dollars to go and do what I want," I would be a mogul within 7 years. I'd be doing great within 2, but I would be a mogul within 7 years. And that's what we're doing for these refugees. And the thanks we get is they plot to rent trucks and other vehicles to run us down, or to blow us up, or to knife us, or to shoot us, or whatever else. Speaking of shootings, we'll be talking about the shooting that occurred at the school here in a little bit. What goes around comes around. So what's gone around, folks, is leftism. We've allowed it to go around, and it's come around. And it's coming around in ways that you have to recognize and go, "Look, I don't care what you think. You're behaving like a child. Can't let you get away with that." There's a saying in the Bible: "When I was a child, I behaved like a child. But when I became a man, I abandoned my childish ways." When does the left abandon their childish ways? When do they finally say, "You know what? We should start working together"? See, we are willing to work with the left as long as they want to be reasonable. But when they want to come back at us with the name calling, "You're homophobic." I'm not homophobic, but I'm not going to let a bunch of people who decided that their sexuality is the way that they want to rule themselves, they're not going to make my decisions for me. I'm not xenophobic. Quite the opposite. I love other cultures. I'm one of the Americans who actually speaks more than one language. So don't talk to me about xenophobia. I'm not Islamophobia. But I'll tell you this, I don't like people that want to kill me. I don't care what religion they are. I don't even like the atheists in America that want to kill me. So don't talk to me about, don't label me.
"Oh, Kevin, I'm a fiscal conservative, but a social liberal."
What, really? I'm going to do, if I ever get a show on Fox, I'm going to do a show based just on that notion. So, folks, we have to deal with truisms in life, and we have to make sure people understand that leftism is moronic. That's a truism. Being conservative is a good thing. I've got to take a short break. Back in a minute.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.